This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and it is Mark with you.
And Ian.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, hear this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and we've been taking calls just wall-to-wall this evening.
That's what we do best.
Yeah, about everything from Trump's taxes to the Constitution to...
Porn filter.
Yeah, porn filter and parenting styles. Yeah, whatever. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Charlie calling in from Orlando. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Love the show.
Thanks.
I like, you know, the main thing about your show is, you know, you guys let people talk, and I love that. You know, it's rare. No one knows that. So,
thank you. Here you are. Go ahead.
Get that out. But based on the Trump thing, you know, I don't understand. I mean, people don't understand. I love the people that are calling in. They give white people a bad name. Like, I'm a normal, intelligent person. And these hillbillies calling, they don't understand that, how the government and the politicians, they're all satanic, you know, people. They're all friends.
Satanic? Like, are you using that sort of figuratively, or are you saying that they are Satan worshippers?
They're Satan worshippers. Most of them, I would say, that are the top. Of course. If you know,
what, no, not of course. What evidence do you have of this?
Well, if you understand what Freemasonry is, you would know.
Oh, God,
that.
The Freemasons. I mean,
well,
you know, the Freemason... The Freemason thing has been around for a very long time.
Isn't our friend Jason Osborne a Freemason?
Why
isn't
it?
He a Christian?
I know some Freemasons. They're not Satan worshippers.
I do, too.
Okay.
I do, too. And I love how you don't understand what a gatekeeper is. It's somebody that doesn't understand. I mean, that does understand what's going on, but doesn't talk about it. Like,
no, a gatekeeper is somebody who prevents, who holds the gate. They decide whether or not you get in. So I am a gatekeeper. I've let you in.
Alex Jones is the perfect example. I mean, if you
saying
even
he's a gatekeeper?
Of course. I mean, if you even mention Flat Earth, they'll cut you off.
Oh, it's the Flat Earth.
It's because Flat Earth is really kind of a lame
You know
topic.
Why? Because
it's
he thinks
lame.
That Flat Earthers make conspiracy theorists look crazy. That's why he cuts you
it's
off. He doesn't like to talk about the idea that Jews might be lizards either, because it's a stupid, insane conspiracy
that.
Theory.
That's the way. That's what shills do. They talk about lizards to make it look stupid. But
right.
If you
so he's against the lizards, but he's in favor
right.
of the flat Earth.
The Earth is flat, but it doesn't have lizard Jews on it.
Well, if you talk about Galileo and Copernicus and all them, you could talk intelligent. They're all Freemasons. Of course, they're going to.
You can go up in an airplane and see the world's round, but you know, no flat Earther wants to talk about that.
I'm a rich German normal white person. I'm not a hillbilly calling
okay,
in.
Okay, now this is two times we've mentioned the white person thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, because it's important because that's a
no,
that's
not.
An actual fact that white people have.
No,
white
it's
privilege.
Not important at all.
They have what?
It is. They have white privilege. You're
okay.
denying that.
Is well, I would say that white privilege is the ability
black
to be wealthy enough that you can argue about whether the world is flat or round and not be hungry.
I'm
yes.
saying black people are discriminated against. They are.
Okay.
White people have white privilege. That's a fact. You can't deny that. That's
all
why
right.
the drug war is making drug people suppressed because they're making drug.
I'm not
people.
Arguing that. I'm arguing that the world's
yes.
not flat. Thanks for the call.
It is
flat.
Over the map.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Let's talk to Mitchell.
Okay. Mitchell, you're on Free Talk Live. By demand.
Listening in Indianapolis to WIBC.
Hey, I've never done this before.
Welcome.
We'll hold your hand through it. Go ahead. Just don't say anything
right.
dumb, Mitchell.
I know. Just to start off by saying, I mean, I know a whole lot when it comes to a lot of government, but I know some things. But
right.
I wanted to start off saying real quick, I have a 4-year-old going on to be 5, and I got her an iPad last year for her birthday. That dude's like a crackhead.
I'm not
worried about her looking up anything.
Right. You abusive, terrible parent. My son is not looking up boobies on the internet.
Right. Well, I'm 25 years old, and I can kind of speak for the newer generation. I know how that was. I was a dirty little boy, obviously, when I was a kid, when I discovered what it was on the computer.
Well, but how old were you? How old were you when you figured it out?
I was 13 years old.
There you go.
Sounds about the right age.
Right. I mean,
discussing it in school.
Let's call that dirty little kid what he is: a biological adult. Right. Like
yeah.
A 13-year-old has been called an adult throughout human history. Now, I'm not
right.
saying that they, you know, I
they
necessarily think
like it, necessarily.
They should be given keys to cars and a fifth of whiskey or anything like that, but that 13-year-old is a biological adult. Go ahead.
Well, you got to think. That's when your body is starting to do the whole changes. That's why it all makes sense. I mean, it just corresponds interloping with what your body's
right.
doing.
I think it's disturbing that kids might have access to porn that I would consider disturbing, but
yeah,
I am not
like
so...
Did you hit it?
I hit it.
Sorry, bro. Can't say the S word on the radio.
Yeah.
What was he saying? He gave something about dominatrix before he said the S word.
Is that what he said?
I didn't hear you talk about freaky stuff. And
right. I find it disturbing that young people would be looking at some of the more disturbing porn that's out there on the internet, there's no doubt. But I also am not a fool, and I understand, because I was a young man, I know they're going to go find that stuff. They're going to find something. And these are conversations parents need to have with kids.
I'm trying to imagine having a conversation about Lemon Party or Two Girls One Cup with a kid. That
right.
sounds really awkward.
How do you do it? I don't know. They're gonna find this disgusting, vile stuff out there.
That's nasty.
I think it's awful that you even mentioned the names here on radio. Let's go to Nick calling in from New Jersey. Listen to WPGG. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, man. My thing was about Hillary Clinton with the 20% of our uranium, selling it to Russia. I mean, I can't believe that was allowed to be done, because they're not our friends. And I believe they didn't want to touch their stockpile. And if they kept any of it, which I don't believe they did, they took and sold that to rogue nations. Who knows? It could be sold
Serious
to
hands.
Iran for oil or to North Korea for whatever. But they probably sold that stuff to people that hate us.
No, that's the problem with the democracy, though, right? Like, that's the problem with the republic as it's designed.
I gotta say, this is a story I'm unfamiliar with, this Clinton uranium thing. What are the allegations? Can somebody just kind of clear up that for me?
I agree. I mean, where's the facts to back up that this actually took place?
Well, according to Snopes.com, allegations of which is a site that has a bias, obviously, but they do a lot of good research on a lot of claims. Allegations of a quid pro quo deal giving Russia ownership of one-fifth of U.S. uranium deposits in exchange for $145 million in donations to the Clinton Foundation are unsubstantiated, according to Snopes. And then they go into lots of details on the origin of these claims, and, you know, we could learn a lot more, I'm sure, if we wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that Clinton didn't get elected, and that Clinton Foundation and all the rumors that surround it is just one of them. I mean, you know, she was the worst possible choice that the Democrats could have made, in my opinion, but, you know, she was going to be jammed down our throat no matter what, and that's why Donald Trump's the president.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes, sir.
That you answered that very well. I always think about, I hear you say people want to move there, you know, your state where you're at.
And New Hampshire, yeah.
Yes, sir, because, you know, like you want to secede from the union, correct?
That would be secede.
Yeah.
Secede.
Well, actually, what's happening is that 20,000 liberty-loving individuals have signed up, and more have, you know, more are moving
right.
all the time.
We don't want just any people to move to New Hampshire. We want libertarians, voluntarists, people who love liberty and who understand what
correct.
That human freedom really means. Those are the people we want to move here.
And then the other side of the question is, so you'll have nothing to do with the federal government. How about if somebody's disabled and they get Social Security disability, they would not receive that?
Well, I would presume that, that you would get your Social Security disability if you lived outside of the country. Is that correct?
I don't know about that.
I don't either. I think if you moved to Mexico, you might get it. You might not. You would have to decide based on your income restrictions that you have yourself. But it's an interesting question.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind this Saturday evening. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I want to tell you one of our sister organizations. It's called Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest, freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. Let's go to Joe calling in from Albuquerque. Listen to Kiva. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Joe, you can't listen on the radio. Got to listen on the phone. It's Radio 101.
Joe going once.
Joe going twice. Joe is going back on hold.
Yep. Basics of the radio. You always want, if you're on hold, listen on your phone.
Yeah, because there's a delay
there.
So let's ask for you. Go to Jerry calling in from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm calling about daylight savings time. I'm just curious. Have you heard anything? Why we still have it, or is there a reason we still have to? I don't even know what the other side is. It's daylight savings versus, I don't know what the other one's called.
Standard time.
Or not.
Yeah, standard time.
Standard? Okay.
Standard, yeah.
Any reason why we need to keep this going, or is
No, definitely not. No reason whatsoever.
Okay. Well,
the only thing I heard a while back was some people said, oh, we got to keep it, and we use too much energy, so we all need to use the little circle light bulbs, you know, trying to push that kind of a thing. But is there any, there's no other reason, right?
All those claims are false. The claims about energy savings, it's all a bunch of hooey.
So why
it's essentially an old and bad idea that is still around. The reason why we still have it is because it's government, and it's almost impossible to, you know, change the way things are. So it just keeps on going on ahead just the way it always has.
I think people like their light in the evening as much as they can get it, too. So currently, here's what people don't know, right? Like, currently in Eastern Daylight Time is where this show's being done. Now, people think that it's standard time, but, you know, otherwise we sprung forward and will fall back, right, in the future, so that light would be spent in the morning time rather than in the evening time where I would prefer to have it. And, I just don't want that. I would prefer to be on daylight time all the time would be my preference, but I get
Isn't
up later than most people.
Isn't that the proposal, Mark, that right now there's a proposal in New Hampshire and Massachusetts, I think Maine, that would put us on Atlantic Standard Time, which would basically be daylight time.
Atlantic Standard Time would be the equivalent of being on daylight time all the time.
Right. So you would support that proposal.
Arizona's doing well. Right?
Yeah, Arizona's fine.
Okay.
The nice thing about Arizona is they're big, you know, geographically and population too. Phoenix is a giant metro, but. They don't, you know, like, for instance, if you have a small place like New Hampshire that decides not to go on daylight savings time, they stay on standard time, but Vermont, Maine, and Massachusetts don't, then
well, the bill in New Hampshire requires Massachusetts to go along with it.
Okay. Well.
And I don't remember if Maine's involved. I don't want to
do anything that Massachusetts does.
Well, but your objection was that the other states...
Trench.
I agree with you, but your objection was that the other states wouldn't do it.
I'd be happy to do it if Maine and Vermont wanted to do it. They're fine and weird enough for me. Massachusetts...
Look, I didn't write the bill.
They suck.
I agree with you, but I didn't write the bill. But I would love to see that happen. And when you look at polls...
I want something less complicated.
Whenever the time change happens, somebody always does a poll, right? Like, what do you think about this? And American people want to end this crap.
They hate it. And let's point out, and I think this is always bears... mentioning is when daylight savings time occurs and standard time, the switch back to standard time occurs, there are more heart attacks. More people die around
that
time.
That's right.
There's stress,
right.
More car accidents.
This stuff kills, and nobody will say it. I think we need something less complicated. We need to have a conversation around what that might be. I know that places like Detroit, Michigan, is on Eastern time simply because Detroit wanted to be on the same time as Washington, D.C., back when auto manufacturers were, you know, an incredibly powerful lobby. So thanks for the call, Jerry. I think it was it's a great conversation worth having.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We'll see if Joe has picked up the phone. Joe, you there?
Nope, apparently not.
All right, bye, Joe.
Take every other call before you go back. Go ahead. You don't want to go right back to somebody like that.
Anyway,
go ahead.
All right. Rick calling in from Indy. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Daylight saving times makes me more so damn angry, but that's not why I called. First of all, thank you for your work, and I appreciate all you do. And so on the white privilege thing, so I'm a 6'2" white male. I guarantee you that causes me more headaches. With women, I'm the vast majority of the time, I'm the bad guy out of the gate.
Why is that?
Maybe I look like an ass. I don't know, but I'm like, I feel this like you're the evil person. You're the evil white male. I don't like you. There's this weird feeling of competition that I felt so many times. Now I'm in the IT industry, which is really competitive in the first place.
All right.
But I felt that for, I can't tell you how long, like out of the gate, I'm the bad guy. I don't know why. I think a lot of people feel
this way. This is one of the problems with the conversation that surrounds privilege. I think it's clear. I mean, like there's studies done, right, that attractive people are wealthier, happier, and a whole bunch of other errs that are positive with their lives than people who would be considered less attractive. I think that can easily be... Well, I don't know whether you are or not, but I'm just saying that... that I think privilege exists, and it exists in a variety of different ways. But what does it bring down upon me? Like, what obligation do I have when it comes to privilege? I don't know. And I think the answer is none, right? Like, I happen to be born the way I was born, and you can call that white, you can call that attractive, you can call that male, you can call it whatever you want to call it. But I was born the way I was born. I had nothing to do with it. And to vilify me, to make me an enemy, simply because the way I was born is like, you know, like that's what racism is. So,
racism is alive and well. I mean, I work for a very reputable firm, well known in Indianapolis, Indiana. And the owner of that firm is just so racist against African Americans. The manager there. I was in a car with him, and to this day, I don't know why I didn't make him stop the car and get out, because he made a very derogatory comment about, African American men. The only place I haven't, one very cool thing, I went in the military when I was older in life, and one cool thing there, amongst the later generations, I didn't feel it at all. It was so cool. Unfortunately, though, I would feel it with the younger guys in their, late teens, early 20s. I would feel that you're the bad guy. You're a white male, older white male. You're no good. I went in the military when I was 40.
And you went in the military when you were 40? Wow. I've never even heard of such a thing.
Sir.
Fascinating.
So it happened when they were trying to get people to go to Iraq.
Oh, I see. But thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
The younger generation didn't step up. So thank you.
Oh, I see. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM. Free Talk Live. On Skype.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Your calls are welcome. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about Trump's tax returns, porn filters in Alabama, or the Constitution. Yeah. The number is 855-450-3733. Before we get to the calls, though, I want to tell you about MyPillow. That's the brand name for MyPillow.
And mine.
Yeah, and yours, too. And it should be yours, frankly. This is, I'm not kidding, this is the best pillow. And the reason I'm not kidding is this, we don't get paid for this particular ad. We only get paid if people use our link, our code, when they purchase.
It's a per acquisition, as they call it in the business.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to do it because I like the pillow.
Yeah.
There's not a competing pillow manufacturer out there beating our door down for this ad avail, and I'm happy to promote my pillow on it because not only does it hold your head and neck in the proper position, you know, follow the instructions, it'll show you how to customize it perfectly for you, but you can wash it too. And I think that's the real killer app for this pillow. Pillows are disgusting. you're going to be laying your head down tonight if you don't have a MyPillow. You don't have a pillow you can wash. It's the pillow you are laying your head down is likely full of all kinds of vile and disgusting things. I used to have a down pillow some time ago, and you can't wash those things. They're full of chicken feathers. You can't wash that. And by the way, get rid of down pillows. They just are awful for your neck. Go to MyPillow.com. Use coupon code FTL. Get your MyPillow at half price or get your second pillow for free of charge. Just use coupon code FTL when you do. And you get a money-back guarantee the first if within the first 60 days you don't like it. The pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. It's a great pillow. Love mine. We travel with them now, my wife and I. We bought them for the all our parents. It's just great. MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Carl calling from New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, buddies.
What's going on?
I'm so lonely. In one of this local schools, government schools, they added a buddy bench, and I'm thinking, how ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, what is that?
It's a bench that has buddy something buddy on it. Well, anyhow, and if you sit on it, other students just sit there and say, oh, were you lonely? Do you need a friend? Your buddy. I mean, it's ridiculous. I never heard of such a thing. Is that some liberal's idea? Do you have them in New Hampshire schools yet?
I wouldn't know if we have them in New Hampshire schools. I don't spend any time there. My son doesn't go to one. It seems like a laughable idea. I think it's any idea that gets people talking to each other is a good thing. You know, mixers at parties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This seems like a way to be picked on to me.
So the kid that's sitting on the bench will get picked on as well.
That would be my notion behind this. How much money did they spend on it? I guess is what my question is.
I didn't look it up, but you can look it up. It comes in all different colors, and I didn't see what the price is. But see what they did. There's those liars in the government school. They said they replaced this playground equipment from 1950s. And I said, really? I went in there in the early 60s, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and we had no playground equipment, no swings, no slides. And yet they said that what they were replacing was from back in the 1950s. No, you didn't. We had no playground equipment.
It was a lie, huh?
Liars. Yeah, it was a big lie. Because
thanks for the call,
I have a good
Carl.
Memory.
I bet you. Yeah, I'm sure you remember junior high.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I've never heard of this idea before. I guess the concept here, I'm looking at some news stories. The buddy bench is getting press coverage in different places. And in Montgomery, this is recordonline.com, Berea Elementary School's playground will be a more inclusive place thanks to two new buddy benches. A buddy bench is an opportunity for students to make new friends and learn skills such as kindness and empathy. But, of course, if you get made fun of right. because you're on the buddy bench. Anyway, yeah. A student who is feeling lonely can sit on one of the benches as a silent signal that they are seeking a buddy to play with. Other students who notice the student sitting on the bench then invite the student to play, or at least that's the theory.
I hope it works.
I don't remember being the most social of the kids in school, but I didn't have a problem like playing with other kids on the playground. So maybe I just can't relate to the kids that this is intended for.
Yeah, elementary school kids that don't have somebody to play with seem really unlikely to me. But I mean, they're so good at that age at finding kids to play with. They can be cruel, there is no doubt. But nonetheless, it just seems like you can always find somebody to play with. It is what it looks like. It's what my recollection is. And, whatever.
Hey, I guess if it's working for kids, then
it doesn't sound like expensive playground equipment to me, so I don't have a particular problem
with it. This was, in fact, donated by, the Metallic Lathers and Reinforcing Iron Workers Union.
Yeah, local 557 there. All the best to them. Good call. Dana here in Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
What's
two
up?
Things. One about Snopes and one about uranium. The uranium deal actually did go through. That was a fact. They just couldn't prove, although pretty much everyone and their brother knows that they received three or four separate donations, each in the millions of dollars, from the Canadian company, and I believe that company was called Uranium One or One Uranium, to the Clinton Foundation. So that's the link they were trying to prove. So if they had the link, the money link, then they could prove, you know, the rest of it would just fall into place. But yes, they did do it. Obama was aware of that, and he did it because at that time when they did it under Clinton as Secretary of State, when she okayed it, it was because Obama was so desperate, to broker some kind of a relationship with Russia. So that was during, I'm so sorry, guys, during the whole reset, that big red stupid button she brought out, and then Russia was offended and they were laughing at her and mocking her. Well, they were mocking the whole U.S. Anyway, Obama was so desperate, and Clinton was going to be the middleman to broker that deal, and so that's how they did it. So, yes, they've got 20% of the uranium thanks to her. So there's
okay.
That. Now,
and what about Snopes?
Now the Snopes thing is it took me years, and it wasn't me that could find it. I did research all the other fact checks, factcheck.com. Those were easy to find. They're owned by left-wing newspapers, are the parent company. Snopes. Can I ask you guys, did you ever see, it's a skit that SNL does, and it's called Lowered Expectations, and it's about, you know.
I think that was really, Mad TV, but yes, I've seen that skit.
Okay, Mad TV, okay, where they picture people that you really shouldn't be mocking, but there are two gigantic people walking down the beach. Yeah. Well, that's what the owners who started Snopes, it's a husband and wife, Mark Simone, who does fill-in on talk radio. He, and I think he might even have his own show on Sirius, I'm not sure. But anyway, he had a photo on his Twitter feed. It's probably still out there, but it was months ago. And he had a picture of them. They were sitting on this awful couch, like you picked up by the side of the road, and a cat is in the picture behind them.
What does that have to do with anything?
They look like, well, I'm getting there. So anyway, it was this husband and wife. That for years they tried to prove Soros was funding their organization. Nobody could. He was funding it through another organization. So don't believe Snopes either.
Who do you go to? Snopes has the name documented.
No, Snopes has a name because they have documented, you know, a lot of the research that has disproven a bunch of bunk on the internet. So while there may be some questionable political views behind some of the people who run Snopes,
I think they're liberals.
It's more than just the two people who you mentioned. Thank you for the call tonight,
yeah,
Dana.
Yeah, you're right.
But check the facts. You know, they do link to the things that they are claiming. Just
thanks,
like
Dana.
On Wikipedia, you got to check the links down at the bottom. You got to do your own research on this. And this is a detailed article that talks about this uranium situation. One of the things they say here is that despite the transfer of ownership, the uranium is still in the U.S.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com.
InvasionDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. I want to remind you about the Amplifier program, and that's a program where you can help us spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. These ideas, they're not exactly ubiquitous. No. People haven't heard these ideas as applied to, everyday news stories and those sorts of things. We try to bring it to them unfiltered. The pure essence of the ideas of liberty, every issue, every time here on Free Talk Live.
We did have to filter the S word tonight once.
We did have to filter that. It's just the reality of...
But the ideas are unfiltered.
The ideas are.
We do talk about freedom.
I believe you should be able to use the S word in your life, whether I advocate for it or not. So, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Help us spread the ideas. This is not a donation. This is not a payment for the advertising-free podcast or the Amplifier call-in line or the great Facebook page that we have that's Amplifiers only, that sort of thing. That's not none of those things. What it is helping us spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. If you believe in these ideas, and if you believe that Free Talk Live does a good job of spreading them, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. And yes, you'll get those perks that I mentioned.
It is tax deductible, by the way. Free Talk Live is a program of the Shire Free Church, so you are donating to a church. You said it's not a donation, but it pretty much is. I think what you meant was we're not, it's not being used
for giving me money.
Yeah, it's not a paycheck for Mark or Ian.
Let's go to George calling in on the Amplifier line.
TSA George.
TSA George. He's not T Super George now.
That's true. He's no longer with the TSA. We got to stop calling him that.
George?
Yeah, I haven't been with TSA for 3 years now. Anyway, I was like to call because two nights ago, like I heard Daryl talk about like the difference. He said business class was better than first class. Like they were talking, when you guys talked about United, and I was just like to point out that it's only better than domestic first class. Like
I don't know what. Wait a minute. What is business class versus first class? I always thought it was like first class and then economy, and that was it. Is there another class?
Well, on domestic flights, you're right on that. It's usually first class is basically a wider economy seat, essentially, and where business class on international flights are seats that turn into lie flat beds. It turns into lie flat beds. They're a lot wider. They got, you know, all kinds of amenities. However, on those same planes, which are usually on wide-body aircraft, international first class, they're bigger seats, and sometimes they're suites. They're like little cabins where you get like almost perfect privacy on there. So,
wow.
So international first class is better than business, but business is better than domestic first class.
I'm sure I'm going to forget all of that, but thank you.
Thanks for the clarification, George. Appreciate the call.
I had no idea about all that. I've never flown any other international besides just down to Mexico, so that wasn't a long flight.
Yeah, I'm so cheap. I'm never going to pay. These things cost a lot of money for those bigger, wider seats and all that stuff.
Have you ever gone on an ocean flight?
Yeah, I've gone across transatlantic flights. Sure.
Do they have were you on one of those planes?
I was on one actually in first class. I got bumped up.
Okay.
There was they had a seat and they gave it to me.
But it didn't turn into a bed. Because that would have been business class.
I didn't notice that. I didn't. Mine didn't. I don't think.
If there was someone sitting behind you, then presumably it would not.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But it was nice. Okay. It's better than sitting. Better than sitting back there in the coach with all the cheapskates like me. Let's go to David calling in San Francisco.
Mark.
Yes. I got lucky.
Oh, I gotta go now. It's
David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, howdy. You know, yeah, I see, the discussion of what Trump was doing today and regarding Korea.
What was he doing today?
Well, if you remember, he's taken a huge, he's called it an armada. And you remember the Spanish armada. I think the Rothschilds helped finance the Spanish armada, and it took them years to build. And then they'd all sank in the course of one storm, and it took about 400 years for the Spanish to pay for those ships.
Hmm.
So they were all brand new ships. They all sank in a heartbeat and took 400 years to pay off the Rothschilds for the Spanish Armada. I think it was
the United States government still has us paying for things as far back as the Jackson administration. Yeah, sure. I mean, Civil War.
The Civil War was paid off when I was a kid. I think that was the 1970s.
It would be difficult to say. Under Andrew Jackson was the only time that anyone will claim that the budget was at zero. I believe it was in the five figures at that point, but fine, we can niggle at that over the pennies. But basically anything that came after the ninth president of the United States is still, to some extent, there's principle from the 10th president on.
Oh, it's an amazing scandal. Yeah, the indebtedness problem. And the point was Trump took our magnificent armada and is sending it up toward Korea, and some of the big high-tech ships and aircraft carriers and submarines and this and that. And the Koreans launched. Today is kind of the 4th of July for Korea, or maybe it's
Is it best Korea or South Korea?
North
this
Korea.
Time At this point, it was yesterday in North Korea. You're referring to the 105th birthday celebration for the old grandfather?
Yeah, whatever.
Right, right. And so they normally blast off a rocket or something like that. They do some kind of enormous thing, you know, to celebrate.
Blow up somebody's uncle with a hand grenade.
I heard they didn't do that this time around.
Well, they tried to launch one, and it blew up on the launching pad, or it
really,
you know, 100 feet in the air, and it blew up. The news reports are saying that it got up, it blew up so quick that nobody can really tell too much about its size and configurations and whatnot. So
yeah, this is the country that people are supposed to be afraid of. I mean, they can't even get a missile off the launch pad.
I don't want to mess with them.
Well, right. Yeah, and the point is that it gets into, you know, if you look at the current president of Korea, North Korea, as well as Trump, they're both super spoiled rich kids. They both were living entirely in opulence their whole life. Nobody ever told them no, and so now we've got the rich brat syndrome, and pitting two rich brats against each other while the taxpayers have to pay hundreds of years worth of
sounds debt. Like World War One.
Yeah, absolutely.
It
and
does.
The whole, you know, here we are, history repeating itself. We're supposed to have maturity and technology, and we're ending up with these rich brats that are wasting technology because of immaturity.
Yeah,
so,
dropping the mother of all bombs and that sort of thing. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it.
You want a good laugh, look up the Kim Jong-un Trump. The merge where they like
taking his face
merged
and stuff
both faces
given
together.
The haircut of Kim Jong-un.
Oh, it's so funny.
Made him a little more orange. Let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque.
By the way, before you go on with Sarah, where are those warships? They were talking. There was all this news like what early this week about this armada moving up from Australia. I mean, does it take a whole week? I know they're slow, but how long does it take to get from Australia to North Korea? Where are the updates on that? Because it was made, you know, all the headlines were like, this is war, armada moving to North Korea. Are they off the coast of North Korea already, or are they still, you know, halfway up? I've not seen.
I would think
I'm
in a
looking.
Week that they would be there.
I'm looking, and I cannot find any updates on that. Vincent's here if you want to unmute his mic. He might have an answer for us.
There's usually a fleet, a carrier strike group that's, you know, rotating through there. And from what I understand, they were going to go to a different location. They're going to dock somewhere near Singapore, but they're rerouted to around the Sea of Japan, which is...
But this was days ago.
Yeah, it takes a while. I mean, it's a lot of ships, right? They have to have a screening force.
Yeah, but they go 40 knots.
But yeah, but they have a screening force, right? They have to have a certain amount of ships and submarines and cruisers to go ahead of time.
Well, there you go.
Make sure the carrier doesn't get sunk.
That would be really important, yeah.
Thanks for the update. I'm glad you were paying. I can't find any updates on it, though. You would think that, you'd think somebody would be looking at a satellite and be like, okay, here's where they are. But nothing.
Let's go to Sarah in Albuquerque. Sarah, you got 45 seconds.
Yes, I learned today that, you know, the Tesla, the battery company, they're worth more now than General Motors. And I wonder why. You know what?
Probably all those government subsidies that they've gotten from the tax breaks.
General Motors got some government subsidies, too. But you know what? Tesla's innovative. They're doing some cool stuff.
They're doing some cool stuff. I just want self-driving cars. I'll take what I can get. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 855-450.
Nope, no more time for that.
Oh, yeah.
We're done.
FreeTalkLive.com in the
see
meantime.
Night. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.